Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Competing Spectacles, Treasuring Christ in the Media Age, by Tony Ranke. Narrated by Tony Ranke. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Oh, that I might see the joy that I desire. Anselm. Part 1. The Age of the Spectacle. Section 1. Life Inside the Digital Environment. Never in history have manufactured images formed the ecosystem of our lives. They do now. 60 years ago, Daniel Borstein warned us, we risk being the first people in history to have been able to make their illusions so vivid, so persuasive, so realistic that they can live in them. We are the most illusioned people on earth, yet we dare not become disillusioned because our illusions are the very home in which we live. They are our news, our heroes, our adventure, our forms of art, our very experience. 60 years later, this risk is now our reality. We live as if all the media broadcast into our eyes is life itself, as if our images now offer us an alternative existence. To this cultural phenomenon, I raise my objection. In a consumer society, images are the language of transaction. Images aim to provoke something in us in order to get something from us. New images ask us for all sorts of things: our time, our attention, our outrage, our money, our lust, our affection, and our votes. Is it possible to resist them? Should we try? This book is a theology of visual culture, a culture that is increasingly closing in around us. It will not help you prioritize your TV options. Online viewing guides will help you there. It will not help you watch pop films through a gospel lens. Several good books do this already. Nor will it help you untangle the narrative threads of a thoughtful film, long conversations with friends, or superior. More intentionally, this book is a companion for Christians walking through digital detoxes, the now necessary periods of our lives when we voluntarily unplug from pop media, news media, and social media in order to de-screen our eyes and reorder our priorities. To keep the book brief, I painted my argument as one rough silhouette using a wide bristled brush and black paint on a white canvas. A much longer book could bring in a full spectrum of detail and color. Here I simply seek to answer one question. In this age of the spectacle, as it's been called, in this ecosystem of digital pictures and fabricated sites and viral moments competing for our attention, how do we spiritually thrive?